Hello again, Nigel Ogden here, and first and foremost, I'm sure it's not too late to wish you a very happy new year from me. Well, it's good to be back with you again, and I'm looking forward to plenty more digging into my archives so that I can share with you some rarely or never previously heard recordings. Well, as far as this particular programme is concerned, a couple of extracts from New Year broadcasts coming up. But for starters, we're heading back to the 29th of May 1977, which is when the Manchester-based Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust presented a concert at the famous Opera House in Blackpool's Winter Gardens. Now, this wasn't the first show the LTOT had staged in that venue. A couple of years earlier, they presented American husband and wife duo Dennis and Heidi James on organ and piano. But this time it was the turn of another top-flight American player, Lynn Larson, who was joined by the man who was resident organist at the Tower Ballroom at that time, Ernest Broadbent. Well, here's Lynn Larson at the Opera House Wurlitzer, which was sounding in tip-top condition, and this is a piece which was a particular favourite amongst American players, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Vanessa, as played by American organist Lynn Larson during a concert at the Blackpool Opera House on the 29th of May 1977. Well, staying in the Winter Gardens, let's take ourselves round the corner to another of the many magnificent structures to be found within the complex, namely the Empress Ballroom, which, of course, by that time had lost its own superb Wurlitzer. However, when this recording was made, both organ and resident organist Horace Finch were on fine form, and this is the first of those excerpts from New Year broadcasts I mentioned. This particular programme went out on the 23rd of January 1959 and included a medley of hit songs from the pen of American songwriter Harry Woods.
Thank you.
Morris Finch at the Empress Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer and some famous Harry Woods songs, ending of course with We'll All Go Riding on a Rainbow, which we're about to hear once again, albeit briefly, because it was the signature tune of Yorkshire organist Trevor Willits. At 7 a.m. on the 8th of January 1967, Trevor was heard on the air at the console of the beautiful Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer. And here's the opening of that programme, complete with studio introduction, but only the first of the two items mentioned.
Riding on a Rainbow, organist Trevor Willits, who entertains for the next half hour, first with Sousa's High School Cadets and a medley of waltz tunes.
The Sousa March High School Cadets, which was the first item in Trevor Willits' broadcast from the Odeon Leeds on the 8th of January 1967. Now the next track on the agenda also has a couple of radio connections. It was part of a specially recorded session for The Organist Entertains, recorded at Hull City Hall in 1989, for which classical player Adrian Lucas put together a collection of lighter pieces and played them brilliantly on the 4-manual Forster and Andrews organ, which had had a major rebuild by Compton in the 1950s, which included the addition of various things normally associated with theatre organs, such as a rank of tibia pipes and a variety of percussion instruments. Well, Adrian wasn't afraid to use any of them, but no percussion in this excellent arrangement of one of the most recognisable of all radio theme tunes, Barrack Green, one of the movements from a suite called My Native Heath, written in 1924 by Arthur Wood and named after the village of Barrack in Elmet in West Yorkshire.
Thank you.
Adrian Lucas at the organ of Hull City Hall, and a great performance of Barrack Green. Well, I hope you don't mind if I make a couple of contributions to my first programme of 2020. First of all, here's a track I recorded on the Compton in the St John Vianney Church at Clay Hall, which I'm very much looking forward to playing again in concert later in the year. Now, this was one of the many novelty descriptive pieces written by Montagu Ewing, who was a great fan of the theatre organ, and this is Portrait of a Toy Soldier. Portrait of a Toy Soldier from yours truly at the Clay Hall, Compton. Well, for our finale, the sounds of an instrument which is still in its original home, but which sadly it's impossible to hear played at the moment. It's one of the superbly effective three-manual eight-rank Granada Wurlitzers, and always one of my personal favourites. This one lives in what used to be the Granada in Harrow, but as many people will know, the building was converted into a fitness and leisure centre, and access plus hiring costs have rather put the organ out of reach at present. However, some years ago I had a busy day with the London and South of England chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society when I played an afternoon concert at the Gaumont State Kilburn and another one in the evening at Harrow. As always, Len Rawl had made sure both instruments were in tip-top condition, and here's part of the Harrow concert to round things off, a selection from the 1950 Broadway musical Guys and Dolls.
Thank you.
Music from Guys and Dolls, as played by me on what, for our purposes, we'll still refer to as the Granada Harrow Wurlitzer. Well, I'm afraid that's just about it for this time. Hope you've enjoyed the variety of sounds from the archive to help launch us forth into 2020. And of course, Damon will be presenting another star organist at the same time next week, so do join him for that. If I may risk a little advert, hope to see some of you at the Empress Ballroom Blackpool on January the 28th for the first theatre organ concert in that venue for 50 years, which I'm privileged to have been asked to play. And that's the first of a double event that day because there's a dance in the evening with the music provided by Cameron Lloyd, David Lobban and Alec Walters. Should be quite a day. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thank you for listening and bye-bye.